92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. Gotta play that. I got Jason Rogers of Jeep Fest in the studio. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, Jeep Fest. That is a nice looking Jeep out in our parking lot right now. What year is that?
That's a 2021 Gladiator.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Ah, okay. Before you came in, Jason Rogers for Jeep Fest, I Googled why are Jeep people the way they are. I don't mean that negatively. I wanted to know where this all comes from, because I have a friend whose husband bought a Jeep and it seemed to be a life changing thing.
Right.
What is up with that?
Jeep is unlike any other vehicle, and it's hard to explain it if you've never experienced it. Being in one with no top on, no doors on, feeling the wind, feeling free. It's unlike anything else. And you get in one and you can go anywhere. You can drive down the street, enjoy the beach, but you can also drive up the side of a mountain and see places that you couldn't see in a normal vehicle.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. And I know people that just take them on a regular cross-country trip as
Absolutely.
Well. And if people have said, well, isn't the whole thing shaken? No, that's not happening.
No.
Now, Jeep Fest is this Saturday in downtown Grand Haven. How many Jeeps do you think are going to be here?
Well, we register 200 every year that fit into our space. But after we sell out, it is a public event. And so last year, in just walking around the area surrounding Jeep Fest.
And what area is that going to be?
So it takes place from Harbor to 3rd Street on Washington. But when we walked around outside of the area that was for registered Jeeps, I mean, we saw hundreds parked in all the public parking areas. So we get probably over 400 plus.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah. What's the oldest Jeep that you've ever seen at a Jeep Fest?
Not at ours personally, but at other Jeeps, I have seen originals from 1941.
Oh, come on.
So, yep, really?
There'll be some retro Jeeps.
Oh, there absolutely will be. Yeah, okay. We had some last year. In fact, this year we have a historical display of a local collection that will include six different Jeeps, some that literally were only made models that were made for 2 or 3 years.
Very cool. Very cool. Jeep Fest on Saturday in downtown Grand Haven. Jason Rogers in the studio. You're going to have all kinds of things going on, and something really cool, because it's going to help area businesses. It's a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
So what is that all about?
So for all of our registered attendees, they participate in a scavenger hunt to look for unique rubber ducks, which is a whole nother Jeep thing. But they will go to area businesses. They will visit places like the library, the museum, different restaurants down here that wanted to participate to find a unique rubber duck that they'll complete on a scavenger hunt. And if they complete the scavenger hunt, they get entered into a drawing for different prizes. But something we did different this year is we didn't just want people to visit these places. We wanted them to spend money
at
these places. We want businesses to see a return from being supportive of this Jeep Fest. So if people go into these different stores, different restaurants, and they spend money there, they can save their receipt, and then they get extra entries into the drawing to win prizes like coolers and LED lights for their Jeep and all kinds of neat stuff.
Very, very cool. And there was a raffle earlier with the Rotary. You were selling raffle tickets. The drawing for that is Saturday?
It's Saturday, yep.
So tell us about that, because that benefits a local school.
It does.
Okay.
So the Rotary conducts a raffle, and they'll be giving away a 2023 Jeep Wrangler. You can still purchase those raffle tickets. If there's any left on Saturday, you'll be able to buy them at Jeep Fest. So, and all the money that they make from that goes to Ferry Elementary School, and all the proceeds of Jeep Fest go to Ferry Elementary School.
Very nice.
As well.
And that's good. Very good. Very good. Very happy to hear that. I think it's going to be a great Saturday for Jeep Fest.
Absolutely.
Do the wave?
Do the Jeep wave. It's two fingers up on your steering wheel as you pass another Jeep, and it's just a sign of respect to another Jeeper.
This is hysterical. I love this. I feel like I've been missing out all these years not driving a Jeep.
It's fun. It adds fun to your life. That's
especially
for sure.
To the beach. Oh, my goodness.
Jeepers always say it's smiles per gallon, not miles per
gallon. You guys are so fun. Thanks for being here, Jason.
Thank you.
Certainly appreciate it.